Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling, and it's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday, the 26th of October, 2024, and will be posted to the channel on Sunday, the 27th of October, 2024. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, ET councils, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell, all those things really help the channel. And for those who need to reach me, just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the book a session tab. I think there's sessions available now in April, May, and June of 2025. And in addition, if you'd like to join our Platinum YouTube membership, we actually do live streams on Fridays at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time zone and answer just a wide range of personal and all sorts of questions. So you can find the join button for the Platinum membership on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or also on the front page of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. If you're new to the channel, we actually pull questions from our community board. We put out a request on Mondays each week. That community board is located on our YouTube channel. This week, I think we had 413 questions, and my wife goes through them, pulls a representative set of questions, and then I answer them for you here real time on the channel. And today it looks like we have 53 questions. So no further delay, let's get going on today's show. Question 53. Hello, Sterling. You have referenced Earth Angels on prior shows. Are they human? And if so, do they have paying jobs, spouses, families, like all the rest of us? What are their day-to-day lives like when they're not helping us? So they're completely human. They're highly connected to the other side. So they answer the calls for help very, very well. And they have the interesting life path habit of always being in the right place at the right time. So that's a divinely guided situation. They may even be out on like remote highways at some time, maybe traveling to Las Vegas and actually be there to help somebody. So they're highly connected to the other side. They answer the call for help, but they're completely human. So they really are what we call Earth Angels. 52. By the way, I guess there's another add-on to that question. They do have normal families, normal lives. They're just highly connected. 52. The Boeing machinist strike continues into the sixth week. When will a final contract be approved? I know I read on this when the strike first started, and my team was saying it'd be several months before a contract was finalized. A big sticking point here in the negotiation of the contract is the pension. It still looks like we're another 1 to 2 months before this gets resolved. I know everybody's working overtime to try to get this taken care of, the union and the new CEO they brought in. But looks like we still got another 1 to 2 months here, it looks like to me. Also, I don't see the pension coming back 100%. So whether that means it comes back at half, like 50% of what the pension was, I don't know, but there's something here that's part of the negotiation. 51. Hello, Sterling and team. When the 30-year reset leads humanity towards spirituality and away from organized religions, what will become of faith-based holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Jewish holidays like Passover? Will they still be observed in the future? By the way, whoever asked this question, I talk frequently about the 30-year reset we're in right now, the year 2020 to 2050, where this three-decade reset, a lot of changes happening for humanity. As we get through the 30-year reset, a lot of the religious or the religious aspect of holidays will start to go away and towards spirituality. So a lot of the holidays will be about bringing families together and friends and breaking bread, so to speak. But some of the religious aspects will start to go by the wayside because of the understanding of the universe, extraterrestrials, what happened millions of years ago. All that's going to put a different context around religion. The holidays will still be celebrated, just have kind of a different modality to them. 50, dear Sterling and team, what do you see in regards to Arkansas and a large lithium area of deposits? I get it's all true. So whatever's there goes back to like prehistoric times or something. So it looks like there's huge lithium deposits. What I'm also getting is that if they're able to extract all the lithium, it would satisfy all the worldwide demand for lithium. However, as you get past the year 2030, roughly about, you know, another six years or more out, a bit more like 10 years out from now, the need for lithium for EV vehicles, electric vehicles, will decline because there's new battery technology coming. I'm also getting that those lithium deposits there is in Arkansas, it's either rather expensive and they're to get it out. Not that they won't get a good chunk of it out, but there's something about economic factors of getting it all out. And then there'll eventually be a reduction, you know, 6 to 10 years here, where new battery technology will lessen the requirements for lithium. 49. Hello, Sterling and team. While taking care of my grandson Duke for the night, we were lying on the bed with our two little dogs playing and having fun. Suddenly, there were literally hundreds of small orbs dashing around and about. It was joyful. I captured this on my phone. Who were the orbs? These were all departed family members coming around you. A lot of departed family members coming around to like share in the joyful experience. Very common. Not everybody observes the orbs when they come around. Sometimes you need to use like an iPhone, you know, or a camera that has sensitivity in that infrared spectrum. A lot of iPhones, you can take pictures and they'll pick up things in the infrared spectrum. That's where you see orbs. But yeah, in this case, these were departed family members coming around. 48. Hello, Sterling. A 45 campaign presidential leaked transition document includes details naming Aileen Cannon on a list of potential candidates for attorney general. Was there a deal in place? Will this leak have consequences for her or the appeal of her dismissal of the documents case? Again, first off, yes, there's a deal in place. Absolutely. That was now. I don't see that Aileen Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, will actually ever be AG. It's not going to happen. However, I see whatever came before, like this leak, in terms of how she handled the documents case, it's like the 11th Circuit Court or something is going to end up removing her, like from the bench, from her legal duties or something here. So it looks like the leak of a potential deal of her getting like a promised AG job will not be a big factor in kind of what's coming for her as we get out into 2025, and her kind of removal from the bench is what they're showing me. 47, will Merrick Garland go after Elon Musk for giving out $1 million to people signing a petition? Will Elon be stopped? Yeah, I do see some DOJ activity happening here. Some charges coming up here to kind of prevent this or stop them from circumventing, you know, what they think is a reasonable law. That is Elon with a reasonable law to give away $1 million on this kind of lottery thing he's got going on. Yeah, it does look like there's a case coming up here, some legal charges. I don't see that Elon's going to serve any jail time, but there's some sort of litigation or court element coming up here to kind of shift the way this is being handled. 46, Sterling. Some voters in Tennessee were complaining that when they used the touchscreen voting machine and chose Democrat Gloria Johnson for senator, it automatically gave their vote to the Republican candidate. They said the same thing happened when voting for Vice President Kamala Harris. The machine gave their vote to 45. What will be the outcome of the elections in Tennessee with these shenanigans going on? You know, I still see Gloria Johnson winning the election, and it looks like whatever is going on there, I'll call it electronic malfunction, whether, you know, intentional or not, whatever's going on here, looks like it's been resolved and will continue to be resolved. So whatever was going on there from a technology platform standpoint is being corrected. So, but it looks like Gloria Johnson will win. 45, the stock market is at an all-time high. Will it remain so after the election? And I've read on the stock market many times over the last couple of years here, and I always said you're going to see continuing new record highs for a lot of the indexes around the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. But yeah, it looks like the stock market will continue to have continuing cycles of record breaking. And this person's asking after the election. A lot of cycles going on in the stock market, continued cycles, but it will still progressively keep moving forward. And I do see some other, you know, incremental record highs even happening after the election. 44, hi Sterling and your wonderful team. I am very concerned about the illnesses people are getting from meat products. First, it was boar's head with listeria, and now McDonald's quarter pounders with E. coli bacteria. People have been very sick and some have died. Does deregulation have anything to do with this? You know, I do see a direct correlation between a reduction of food inspectors and what's been going on. So, you know, if there's any kind of silver lining to all this, is that I see now an increased effort across the board with a lot of food inspection, ramping up the number of food inspectors. And so sometimes these things have to happen, come out in the public. And certainly it's terrible when it takes anyone's life. But it looks like there's a ramp up now going forward here. There will be in food inspection. Looks like during the last administration, not the current one, a lot of food inspectors reduction was done there. I don't know what's going on with all that. But yeah, there's actually, it's going to get ramped up here. And I think that's what the person was asking. Yeah, so deregulation has something to do with it during the last prior administration, but now new regulations, new quantities of inspectors being hired. 43, hi Sterling and team. The tax rates in California, New York, and probably other blue states are very high. It used to be tolerable with the SALT deduction. 45 eliminated that deduction to retaliate against blue states and pay for tax deductions for the rich. Will it ever be reinstated? Yeah, the SALT deduction, that was the state and local tax deduction, right? And I do see it coming back. So that allowed individuals on your tax return to reduce your federal taxable income by the amount of state tax you paid. So that SALT deduction, whatnot, I see that coming back in the first term of Kamala Harris as we get out into 2025. So that may affect tax returns that get done in 2026. Yeah, it looks like there may be a little bit of delay there, but it's coming back. 42, how long will we have to deal with MAGA after VP Harris is determined to be the president? Well, for many years, unfortunately. So the MAGA element in society, you know, comes from a lot of things, a lot of hatred, a lot of anger, a lot of prejudice, a lot of things going on, right? So what drove or was driving the MAGA element will still be around society for many years to come. Doesn't mean they're going to be fighting the election for years, but it does mean that that element's going to be around society. So you can look for that to still be kind of strong around society for at least another decade, but not going to get in the way of a confirmation, because I see like an inauguration January 20th for Kamala Harris. 41. Dear Sterling and team, the situation in Canada is getting worse related to the economy, politics, and overall life is getting harder. What do you see for Canada in 2025? So a continuation of difficulty for Canada, as Canada's economy kind of moves from kind of an oil petroleum-based economy to more of a green technology economy, that's a 4 or 5 year shift going on. There's also more of like a much more far right influence going on in Canada, just like it did in North America, you know, in the United States. So you're going to see a lot of continuation of this for many years to come until things start to turn around. It looks to me like there's light at the end of the tunnel 4 or 5 years as we get out from this time period, but it's going to happen. But it just, the basic economic engine of Canada had a big reliance on oil and petroleum. Biggest customer was the U.S. And now the U.S. moving away from, you know, oil-based, petroleum-based products towards EVs, other types of alternative green technology. So yeah, it's be a little difficult for the next number of years here. 40, how far in the future is knee joint rejuvenation so that a knee replacement is no longer necessary? You know, here again, within about 10 years, I do see a complete lessening of requirement for knee replacement. If I look 5 years from now, there's new CRISPR technology, gene editing technology will help with knee rejuvenation. So it looks to me like if I go 5 years out from what I can see, maybe 50% of the population of the world will have the opportunity to not have knee replacement. If I go 10 years or 11 years out from now, a big part of like CRISPR, gene editing, vaccines, medications will be available that will start to supplant or lessen the requirement for a knee replacement. 39, hi, Sterling and team. Considering the recent failure of the Cuban communist government to deliver reliable electric power to its people, do you see this bringing about a change in government for Cuba in the near future? No real changes in the Cuban government until after the year 2030. So we're 2024, we're almost 2025 here. Not till after 2030. There's something that happens around 2030 for Cuba where there is a significant government change and new deals are structured with world countries supporting Cuba. So it's a long slog here, but not till about the year 2030 for Cuba. And by the way, it looks like at that time that Cuba will actually start to become more like world citizens, okay, in terms of their government, how the government, you know, interacts in a responsible way with other world countries. 38, once you get a hearing loss, there is no way to get your normal hearing back. Will there be any medical breakthroughs for betterment of hearing loss and tinnitus in the future? So this is kind of a multi-level question here. First off, regarding tinnitus, actually big breakthroughs coming just in a few years here regarding like brain scanning technology and identifying what areas of the brain are responding to that, those signals. Because it looks like, I'm not a doctor, but it looks like it's kind of a nerve bundle, a nerve issue that kind of creates some of that that ringing sound that the brain then picks up on. And I think this person asking, how do you get your hearing back if there's a hearing loss? Within about 8 years, it looks like there's some new nanotechnology, what they call nanometer technology, that will end up being like small computer chips that can be implanted like an ear canal or something here. So there's a technology, an implantable technology coming within 8 years here using what's called nanotechnology, okay? 37, you mentioned last week several billionaires were behind 45 in his campaigns for president. Which countries are they from, Sterling? Well, they're around the globe, but all the usual suspects. It's Russia, China, and a number of companies, a number of countries that you wouldn't suspect, like minor countries that are working like with China and Russia and countries in the Middle East, like Iran. So yeah, it's interesting. There's like almost like a wide net that's cast out worldwide to a lot of dictatorship type countries that are aligning, and then like funds being pooled to push billions into 45's campaign. They really want to see the U.S. run as a dictatorship. 36, at a financial seminar I attended recently, the speaker said that by 2030, we would have to turn in all of our money and coins to a bank in exchange for digital currency. And if we don't, our money will be worthless and useless. He also said that by 2030, no one would own anything and we would all be happy. Are these outlandish statements true or a product of the MAGA Project 2025? Complete nonsense here, whatever is being stated here. There is a conversion to digital currency worldwide, the U.S., and you look at BRICS, right? The BRICS nations, it's Russia, you know, China, South Africa, I think is in there too. But anyway, in any event, there's a conversion to digital currency. Now, paper money, coin money will not be worthless for, you know, 15 years or something, because there will be a conversion process, but it won't be worthless. It's just converting over to a way that more global banking systems will be working. And then I think some other statement here said that, and that everything will be worthless. No one would own anything. So that's nonsense. So this is a great example of, you know, I want everybody out there that's listening to this program, this show, is to please use your own intuition, your own internal guidance, and do kind of a gut check, as they say. And if it doesn't resonate with you, don't accept the information. But I can tell you that a lot of what you're getting here, whatever is happening with this financial seminar, for the most part is nonsense. 35. Hello, Sterling. Do you see former President Jimmy Carter living long enough to witness our first woman elected president, Kamala Harris? Yes. And I've read on this a number of times the last number of months. I saw him making it to his 100th birthday. I saw him being able to vote for Kamala Harris. And I do believe he's going to make it just right up to about the point of the inauguration. It could be just shy of the inauguration, but looks like right around that time. 34. When will our Supreme Court be rid of the current radical judges, which include the three appointed by 45, and become a more fair court and not be in the business of bypassing our Constitution, like the immunity ruling recently, or dismantling government institutions designed to serve the public and effective science approaches? You know, in 2025, I think you will start to see three justices step down. It looks like Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Roberts. Looks like they will all step down. There's some coercion, if you will, behind the scenes, whereby there'll be enough evidence and enough they've been compromised financially, which a lot of us know. But they'll be asked to resign. They'll actually end up resigning to kind of save face as opposed to a court case. But looks like three will be moved aside starting in 2025. Oh, you know what? They even said there could be a fourth one here, Alito. Okay, could be as many as four. 33, will the laws be changed so the presidential candidates are required to provide their tax returns as well as not be convicted of crimes? Yes, in 2026, I see new guidelines, new federal guidelines, and there might end up being an amendment to the Constitution regarding that a president can't be a convicted felon, something of that nature here. There's like an amendment coming to the Constitution in addition to new federal guidelines or laws, like if you're a convicted felon, you can't run for president. There's something going on here, and tax returns will be part of it too, because there'll be some sort of nomenclature regarding financial responsibility. I see all this is coming up, and there'll definitely be structured guidelines and laws regarding the office of the president and your ability to be able to accept and run for that. I do. 2026 is what they're telling me. 32, will the Electoral College be changed or eliminated? If it will, when do you see this? This is like by the 2032 election. So that puts us out about 8 years. It looks like by the time we get to the 2032 election, it does not look to me like we'll be using the Electoral College. It'll be a more popular vote. 31, hello, Sterling. I have been seeing shadows and movement out of the corner of my eyes for months. This week, my vacuum robot rolled towards me with a set of small specialty scissors lying on top of it. These scissors are stored in a specific place in the house, and I cannot understand how they got on top of my robot vacuum at 3 a.m. How did this happen? Was this a message for me? And if so, was a message? I don't get any message here. This is not a spiritual message. This is like a technology failure, a fluke in technology. And how the scissors got there looks like it's some sort of a host of errors or weird things happening. Like maybe they were in an area where they could fall off. There's no spiritual message here around all this, although you could certainly write a good ghost story about all this. But I'm not getting there's really a spiritual connection with this. A lot of technology failure and kind of happenstance, like the way the scissors got on the vacuum. 30, thank you so much for your channel. I was born in 1956 in South Korea, and when I was approximately 2 or 3 years old, I saw a convertible car floating up in the air and one of our elderly neighbors sitting in the car looking down to the people in the village below. At that time, I had no knowledge of convertible cars as well as cars floating in the air. Even today, I can picture what I saw or noticed at that time. All of my life, I've wondered what it was. What do you believe it was? So you experience what's called a precognition of things to come. So precognition of flying cars, convertible cars, premonition, precognition. And the fact that you saw it, that's a wonderful clairvoyant ability. So you actually can develop that ability. Remember, when we're born and we're young, a lot of us have complete connection to the other side. So this is part of what you experienced. 29. In 1975, the singer-songwriter Jim Sullivan disappeared from a small desert motel in the New Mexico area. His body was never found. Many people speculate that he was taken by a UFO. Is this true? His name was Jim Sullivan. No, not abducted by UFO, but actually for some reason had an excursion way out into a remote location, the desert or something. I was like 25, 30 miles away from the hotel he was at. So no, this is not a UFO abduction. I believe at some point his body will be found, but it's like in a remote location. And doesn't look like he was met with foul play. It looks like, I don't know what happened here. Maybe a medical event and then he passed away. Something going on here. Maybe he was out hiking at the time. And, I see. So people are making a correlation. I think he may have written songs about UFOs or something here. So they may, that's why people are associating a UFO abduction. But my team is saying no UFO abduction. Saying they didn't do it. 28. Dear Sterling and team, will there be any treatment for incontinence in women? You know, just within a few years here, it looks like there's like an electrolysis treatment to improve muscle condition in the pelvic area. I'm not a doctor. I think that's between the hip bones. But there's like an electrolysis stimulation technique. It may have already been tried and tested, but it looks like there's something that's coming that really works. It's just a few years out here before it gets released, but you can look for that over this next couple of years here. Whoever asked the question, I'm actually getting, you can actually Google some of this information and probably see the latest and the greatest that's going on in this area. Absolutely. Okay, 27, the countdown. Hello, Sterling and your team. I'm curious about how social media addiction is going to fare over the next 10 years, as well as within the 30-year reset cycle. I am a college professor, and my students are so attached to their phones and social media, but they tell me they're miserable because of it. Similarly, up-and-coming students seem to not care and are apathetic to their education. How does your team see this changing in the 30-year reset? You know, I see the integration of artificial intelligence technology across a large spectrum of social media platforms that'll actually start to tailor to the needs of the person. So even understanding your mood, what you need, what you're doing, what you're studying in school, actually be more of almost like a very capable assistant to really help you through life, as opposed to kind of dragging you backwards and showing you things that make you feel worse about your life. There's actually new AI technology coming here over the next few years. It'll start to get integrated across social media platforms. It'll be a much more customized experience. And it's funny, I do see AI in many areas of our lives, but that's one area. Looks like it'll start to kind of refine the way social media is used, the way it's absorbed, how it's designed in a customizable way for the people that use it. It'll stop being less of a dragging factor on kind of our social, kind of social climate, and really start to really help and assist. 26, dear Sterling and team, will there be any significant earthquake or tsunami heading to Japan upcoming months? I don't see a tsunami event via an earthquake around Japan, they're asking, right? For 2024, there is one coming up in the latter stages of 2025. It looks like there'll be something like 12 hours of advance notice, something like that, like tectonic plate shifts out in the ocean around Japan. And so there is another tsunami event coming towards the tail end of 2025, but looks like lots of preparation is going to go into place. So don't see a tremendous loss of life, but I do see a lot of destruction around, you know, buildings. But it's like the end of 2025 is what they're showing me. 25 in the countdown. Sterling and team, you have indicated no one gets off their life path. Can you please elaborate on that? Is every second of the day meant to be exactly as it is? Is it already in the Akashic records and will not change? So we all have 12, there are 12 different life path purposes. At some point, we'll go through all of them. Teacher and healer are two of the 12, for example. Creator and innovator are another two of the 12. But what's interesting is you never get off your life path. But free will interacts with your life path in three different ways, three different factors. If you watch the show before, you remember I've talked about this. The first is it controls the speed you move through your life path, faster or slower. Do you drag your feet? Do you accelerate through life? Second is the scale of achievement. And the third is the scope of achievement. So it's really the three S's, speed, scale, and scope. You can think of the Akashic Records sometimes as like a giant slinky. Remember the slinky toys? So the slinky's all connected, but it expands and contracts. So that expansion contraction of the slinky, think about that as kind of the breathing of the Akashic Records. I think that's a good way to look at it. The Akashic Records breathe, right? But you don't get off your life path, but free will determines, you know, based on the three S's, speed, scale, and scope, how you move through your life. 24, will Kamala Harris pardon Hunter Biden? I get that she will within the first term, could even be within the first year, 2025. I do see that she will pardon Hunter Biden. 23, thank you, Sterling and team. I just voted early in person. While I was waiting to vote, I felt a very heavy, dense energy in the building. I look for and visualize positive things while waiting to vote as the best I could. Was this my imagination or was a dark energy present in the place? So not a dark energy, but a real feeling of all the anxiety and fear that's going on around the election. So a lot of opposing forces. So you're a bit of a clair empath. That's one of the eight clairs. And a lot of people have the clair empath ability, but you're feeling all the tenseness, the fear, the combativeness around the election. That's what you're feeling, but not a dark energy. Remember, the entire universe just runs on two energies, love and fear. So you felt a lot of fear in that location. 22. Hi, Sterling. I've heard that raising your vibration actually changes the way that your physical DNA is expressed. Turning some genes on and others off. Is this true? If so, why does this happen? And is it just automatic? No, no physical change in your DNA. Certainly cells respond to good energy, bad energy, even the way plants do. If you talk nice to plants, they've done experiments where if you say loving things with a certain set of plants, they grow better. If you yell at other plants, they don't do as well. But every cell and everything that lives in this universe, including every cell in our body, responds to good energy, bad energy, what you're thinking. We do create our own reality. It doesn't change your DNA. That's kind of an instructional footprint. It does have an effect on what's called your spiritual DNA, which think about that as the digital recorder of all of your life experiences, lifetime to lifetime, through every reincarnation, okay? But yeah, it doesn't change your physical DNA. 21, hello, Sterling. Do you see Gloria Johnson, part of the Tennessee Three, unseating Marsha Blackburn? Yeah, I think we talked about this before earlier in the show. I guess maybe a different way to phrase it, but I do see Gloria Johnson winning that election. 20, hi, Sterling and team. When we were kids, several of us played with a Ouija board. I've never forgotten that because of the weird and scary responses we got. Is there anything to the Ouija board or is it just kids' imagination? So Ouija boards are a toy and they are like a very large party line. If you think about old technology, it depends on when you grew up. I guess it's analogous to chat rooms these days, but Ouija boards are like a tremendous chat room, a party line. You don't have any good regulation over who comes running through from a spiritual sense with Ouija boards. So they're very undisciplined. And that's why a lot of people that don't have any kind of, you know, developed psychic or mediumship ability or any of the clairs, any of the eight clairs, when you just kind of throw yourself wide open to anything that's out there, you do end up bringing through like a lot of prankster spirits. So yeah, it's they're not really good spiritual tools. I don't recommend people use them. There are much better tools out there. You know, once you learn how to communicate with your guides and angels, you can certainly integrate all kinds of tools into it. But Ouija boards are just like an entire, you know, house party line, and they're not very constructive in helping you through getting spiritual answers. 19, hello, Sterling. Will we be able to enjoy the best Thanksgiving dinner knowing that the House, the Senate, the White House are all painted blue? I hope we don't have to go through a long period of uncertainty. Unfortunately, there's going to be many weeks where the election is going to be challenged and fought. So that includes the presidential election, a lot of the down ballot. There's going to be a lot, unfortunately, a fair amount of chaos. So I think people are going to know in their gut how the election goes, but we're still going to see a lot of chaos, a lot of challenges happening. 18. Hello, Sterling. During the night at my secluded Colorado ranch, I let my dog out and noticed what looked like the fawn from the 2006 Del Toro movie, Pan's Labyrinth, walking across my front yard. It did not look at me, but just kept walking in a disjointed manner. It was actually a hazy white color and over 7 feet tall. It did not have distinct facial features. Then it disappeared quickly into the distance. I felt frozen in terror. What was that? So this appears to be an interdimensional extraterrestrial. Now, there are some unique forms of interdimensional extraterrestrials they call skinwalkers. You can find a lot of them at Skinwalker Ranch in northern Utah. In your case, it does not look like it's a skinwalker, but it was actually an interdimensional extraterrestrial passing through the area. I don't think you see, you were in Colorado. It does not appear that this was a skinwalker to me, but an interdimensional extraterrestrial. No threat to your life, just moving through the neighborhood. 17. Hello, Sterling. If I have a relatively charmed life, does that mean I haven't reincarnated that many times? So, no direct relationship to the number of reincarnations. It has everything to do with the lessons you came down here to learn. So, you're able to do anything you want. There's a lot of free will before you come down. Now, kind of with the one exception, a lot of older souls kind of raise their hand before they come back down to earth and say, I'm willing to take on other life traumas to go through them, experience them, and then help teach or train other people or other humanity before I leave the planet. So, but there's no direct relationship. The free will component allows you to kind of design your life any way you want. 16. Hello, Sterling. Thank you. I would like to know if there will be any new medicines on the market to help those with epilepsy. I do see within 5, 6 years here, there are going to be new medications to help control seizures. And then another 8 to 10 years, so 8 to 10 years from now, you'll see some CRISPR technology that will help kind of reverse whatever the gene components are that. So my team is saying, I'm not a doctor, but they're saying that there'll be something happening next few years here to help start to control seizures. And then again, the 8 to 10 years, something that helps control the genetic components of that. 15. Hello, Sterling and team. I appreciate your insights and the complex questions. I have been wondering what your guides say and what happens to all the thousands of unborn aborted souls. Where do their souls go? What lesson is in the world for them to learn? And do they greet their temporary host once the host passes? Are they forgiving? So let me try to answer this question. All souls transition to the same place, to heaven, a dimension that moves faster than the speed of light. I communicate with it all the time, and look and experience it and look into it. Remember, every soul has a life path lesson. So if you talk about a soul, let's say that didn't make it, didn't go to full term or aborted, that actually is part of a life path soul lesson for that soul, as well as the family members, doctors, friends of the family. It's all interconnected. So there's no distinction here between souls that come down that don't go, let's say, full term, as opposed to ones that are born or pass away early, or they live to 100 years old. It is all part of an interconnected soul path life lesson that everybody signs up for. And I can tell you that normally, in all cases, every soul that's starting to come down, in the case of like a soul that doesn't go full term, they're connected to your unique soul family of thousands of members. So when you go to the other side, souls experience different types of life lessons. So nothing unique necessarily about souls that don't go full term. It's another soul path lesson that interconnects with all the family members and doctors, and everything is connected. 14. Sterling and team, when we die, is there an orientation or a healing process center that cleanses us at which time we can connect with friends, family, pets, or do we immediately go through our life review? So no cleansing process required necessarily. When you pass on, everybody is guided initially by your guardian angels, your birth angels. They help guide you. They help or give you a kind of a little bit of an orientation, get your land legs, so to speak, as you're starting to cross over. You then start getting introduced to family and friends. Life review then starts a while after that. For some people in earth time, life reviews can take years, right? However, there's no cleansing process necessarily, but you do, when as you go through the life review, you acknowledge all the lessons you're supposed to learn down here. No cleansing process required. And by the way, my team's reminding me that when we all cross over, you don't get off the planet, unless it's your exit point, regardless of circumstances. And the other very important element here is that it's like a graduation. When you pass on, it's a graduation to the next dimension. Remember, life is a continuum, no birth, no death, but it's a graduation. And you actually end up starting kind of a whole new period, almost a whole new life. 13, hi, Sterling and team. Shortly after my mother's death many years ago, I experienced unusual phone activity. The phone would ring, and when I picked up the phone, there was nothing there but static. This went on for many months. Then one evening, a woman from the visiting nurse's facility called me and wanted to send someone over to check on my mother. The woman indicated that they don't normally call in the evening, but when she called in the afternoon, she said, my mother told her to speak to my son in the evening. I was stunned and told her my mother passed away 3 months prior. She panicked and said, oh no, and hung up. Sterling, was this call a hoax? Or did she really speak to my deceased mother? I get this was just purely a mistaken call. So these kinds of experiences can happen. But in your case, whoever asked this question, this is a mistaken call. Somebody there thought they were talking to some other family member. So it's just like a simple mistake here. I'm also getting that the phone issue you're experiencing was a technology glitch, so not a spiritual. Now, there can be spiritual elements that happen like this. But in your case, it looks like a technology issue where the phone was ringing and nobody was there. I think that's what you're saying, yeah. 12, will Proposition 1 pass in Idaho, which would give some voting rights back to the voters? It doesn't look like it's going to pass to me, at least not this round. But I think what this does is, they're asking about Proposition 1 Idaho. I think this was all about ranked choice voting and opening up primaries, other closed primaries or something here. It doesn't look like it's going to pass this round, but like it will on another election cycle here. Some kind of difficulty around what they're calling Proposition 1, yeah. Hi, Sterling. By the way, my team's saying one other element here. Looks like whatever's going on here in Idaho is being and will be watched by many, many other states. And so there's something coming up here where it's going to like propagate out. And so whatever's going on around Proposition 1 will like start benefiting other states. So it's a process going to be rolled out here. 11, hi, Sterling and team. What is it when a person in my family gets ready to cross over or get seriously ill? Either I start seeing them weeks before their deaths or I get their symptoms weeks before they do. Last November, my nephew visited me for weeks before he passed away from pancreatic cancer. I had so much stomach pain and had to go to the emergency room. 2 weeks ago, I thought I either had a heart attack or was having one, and then my 40-year-old nephew had a massive heart attack a few days later. Is it clairempathy? Well, yes, you're completely a clairempath, and you're very well connected to the other side. You also have precognitive ability, premonition ability. So there's two wonderful skills you have there, two clairs. You can work to develop it. This is a gift, you know, that not everybody has. Not everybody has the precognition gift combined with clairempathy. So you can feel everybody's feelings, but then you feel in advance in a way that's meaningful on someone's life path timeline. So those are wonderful gifts. You can actually develop them. 10. Do you see the disqualification of votes from an entire state or entire counties within the states due to Republican officials' refusal to certify votes due to sponsored voter fraud? I do see several state challenges. I do see this happening, and this is what's going to drag out some of the results around the elections. I do see some challenges. Those challenges will be met by good, effective legal court transactions and court cases, and it's all going to be vetted out, right? But that's going to cause some delay. So I do see some states dragging their feet, refusing to clarify. I think they're asking about entire counties' refusal to certify votes. Yeah, they're gonna hesitate, delay certification. We'll work through it all. The entire nation will work through it all. Nine, I. Sterling, during the show that aired on October 13, 2024, you had stated that the One Source, One Force was behind the Mother Mary sighting seen worldwide. Has there ever been an occasion when the spirit of any holy figure, for example, Virgin Mary, Jesus, saints, Buddha, and Muhammad, etc., actually visit or appear to someone? Yes, but in more rare cases than not. What happens with the One Source, the One Force, the entity will actually show themselves any way you want to see them that aligns with your belief. People find that more comforting. But yes, in some rare cases, a lot of ascended masters, whatnot, have shown themselves in their true form, but not as frequently as you might think. It's interesting, when I talk to the thousands of entities on the other side, they say that in most all cases, you're seeing a vision, an element of the One Source, the One Force. Remember, we're all connected. But that's what you're seeing, and it's shown to you in a way that's comfortable for you, many times from a religious perspective, your beliefs. So your belief system has a lot to do with like the vision that gets created. Eight, hello, Sterling and team. My grandson has tuberculosis sclerosis complex, or TSC for short, an uncommon genetic disorder that causes benign tumors to develop on many parts of the body. There is no cure. This can cause seizures, developmental delays, as well as other issues. Do your guides see anything in the future that may help with some positive advancement for those affected? It looks like we're then 12 to 15 years away from a genetic cure for this. So they call it TSC. Again, not a doctor, but my team is saying that maybe there's something here they're identifying in the way of genes like TSC1 or TSC2 or something, and then understanding the effects of those genes will then, in fact, lead to a cure. So there is something coming here. I always tell people, look, Google a lot of these topics that are coming up through my team, and many times that can lead to other resources. So you can be on top of kind of the latest research going on. Seven. Is schizophrenic or someone who has multiple personality disorder actually speaking to their spirits or their guides? No, I'm not a doctor, but this is an aberration, a neurological aberration. So they're not talking to their guides or angels by virtue of being schizophrenic, having multiple personality. Again, not a doctor, don't claim to be one. A lot of times, my team is saying these can be mechanisms that our human construct develops as defensive or defense mechanisms. So it's a neurological personality, physical incarnation, not that the individual is talking with, say, multiple guides or angels. Six, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently testified under oath before the Securities Commission, claiming that he has received information suggesting that Tucker Carlson and Jordan Peterson have been financially compensated by Russia to disseminate disinformation. What insights do your guides have regarding the situation? I get an absolute yes here. That was that the RT network for Russia may have compensated these two individuals to push Russian propaganda out there. For entertainment purposes only, I get there was some sort of a element here that is true. So my team is giving a confirmation to whatever information was put out there, I guess you're saying, by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Yes. Five. Greetings, Sterling and team. Please help me understand. I am awakened most nights by various almost holographic images of people, no one I recognize, but so clear that I can describe the color and patterns of their clothing. As I jump up startled, the images melt before my eyes. This is very different from a vivid dream. I wish they wouldn't come in at night. Who are they? Well, you actually have a wonderful clairvoyant gift. And these are actually soul spirits coming around you. They're trying to communicate with you. You know, individuals that have good clairs developed, right? There are eight clairs, but now clairvoyant is able to see, the ability to be able to see. And whether that's images or movies, that kind of a thing. But the spirits on the other side, when they sense that, you look like a flashlight to the other side, so they come running. So this is actually, this is an opportunity for you to develop the gift, or if you don't want to develop the gift, simply asking your spiritual team, ask your primary angels and guides to please step forward, ask them to stop sending you people and images at night that it's annoying you, you can't get to sleep, or whatever it is, and they'll respect that, okay? But you do have a gift here you can develop should you choose to give it. Develop it. Number four in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. I recently visited Sedona, Arizona. I hiked up several of the Red Rock formations specifically to experience the vortex energy that is supposedly there. Although it was beautiful, I didn't feel anything different at all energetically. Are these vortexes real? If so, why couldn't I feel anything? All right, so first off, yeah, vortexes, remember, that is the center of what a swirling magnetic energy field. There are thousands of locations on Earth with very large swirling magnetic energy fields. They're swirling almost like, think about it, like a tornado. And at the center is what's called the vortex. Various individuals are more sensitive to magnetic field energy centers than are other people. In your case, not as sensitive, and that's okay. But you can choose to go with somebody, hike with somebody that can point to some of the areas, and you feel a tingle or something, but not everybody is completely sensitized to these very large magnetic fields on Earth. And the vortex, obviously, in the center, again, of these magnetic fields. There are a lot of them in Sedona, Arizona. Three, hi, Sterling and team. I listened to international psychics. I was wondering why very reputable British and French psychics all agree that 45 will win the presidency. The French psychics go even further, claiming that he actually never left the presidency and has been holding the reins in the background all along, our current president being just a facade. I heard this from several French psychics. I'm wondering where they would get this information from and why they all agree on this. So I have to tell you that they're not truly communicating with the universe, with the other side. And a lot of emotion can play into these things. Sometimes a number of individuals doing this kind of work can let a lot of their emotion creep into it. But I'm getting here, there isn't a really strong communication channel with the universe, with the other side. And I think they're saying they're more French psychics here. Yeah. But I'm getting that's complete misinformation, disinformation in this case, especially, I guess, the comment that 45 had never left office and still running things behind the scenes. No, I can tell you that's not a valid response. And number two and number one in the show, in our countdown, I always take notes before the show starts, so I'll get to those right now. Number two, what do you see coming up this week? Israeli strikes completed with Iran for the time being, but new Israeli strikes in Lebanon coming this week. I see also a new judge places new charges against 45, as well as like Elon Musk for trying to buy elections. So something coming up here, we're got like a court case, charges from the DOJ regarding, I think it's probably related to the $1 million giveaway lottery going on here. Obviously, we're getting into the final election cycle here, like the final week before the election. But I do see Kamala Harris, the week will kind of culminate with additional increases in voter endorsements or percentages of likely voters coming in for Kamala Harris. Remember, this is going to be a very tight election. Everybody, please get out and vote. Don't take anything for granted. But it looks like the culmination of the week's worth of effort of a lot of massive campaigning by 45 and Kamala Harris will be, I see, incremental increases in the likely voter percentages in the polls around Kamala Harris. And number one in the countdown, do you have anything your guys want to share for this week? Remember, the reality we create around us is the reality we see and experience every day of our lives. Be very conscious of all of your thoughts because they do create your unique reality each and every day. And on that note, that completes the show being recorded here on Saturday, the 26th of October, 2024, posted to the channel Sunday, October 27th, 2024. Again, if you need to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. Again, I think there are session dates available now in April, May, and June of 2025. And additionally, if you want to engage in our live stream, we do answer live questions every Friday at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time zone, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You can join our Platinum membership, and the join button is on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or on our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, just a quick reminder, I'll be doing a show with Linda G, the Comanche Psychic, on Sunday, the 27th of October, 2024. That show will appear on Linda G's Comanche Psychic YouTube channel. And in closing, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love and light to you and all of your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.